And now the final episode of Q Done It. In case you missed it, here's what happened last time. The entire Q staff was trapped in the building with no power and no phones. Chill Mama was sliced open, and Cheryl Coyne stabbed with a letter opener. JJ and Jabo are upstairs while Finster and Crystal make their way back from the basement, where JC was strangled with a guitar string. We will now join all four surviving DJs back in the conference room.
So, Jabo, why'd you kill JC? Because he keeps interrupting your show at the bed of the day and screaming about something that happened to the School of Rock in 1934?
I mean, I get it. But really, you choked him out with the E string? You should have just asked him if he wanted a spanking.
Yeah, Jabo, and what is that smell?
I don't know what you fools are talking about. You're the ones that whacked Cheryl Coyne and Joe Mama. JJ, back me up here, bro. JJ?
Joe Mama and Cheryl Coyne are dead? Who the heck is going to sign our checks now? And where the hell is JJ?
Oh no, you guys. It looks like someone smashed JJ over the head with something. And this should prove to you both that someone else is doing the killings. Also, I found this note on JC that says, "Fest in peace."
But who else could be in the building and know how to access the locker room in the basement?
Hold on a second, Nancy Drew. Fest in peace? Cheryl Coyne was pointing at the weekends and all these feathers? Don't you see? The killer is...
It was me, the Roadrunner. I'm out of my cage and looking for revenge. You guys left me out of this bit. Happy Halloween to all, and to all a good night.